Welcome to Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio with author, speaker, and your host, Pat Rulo. Finally, someone willing and able to blow the top off hidden healthcare and hospital dangers. She's provocative, upbeat, balanced, fearless, fresh. Pat has over 20 years of experience as a professional public speaker and knows how to approach this important subject with enough humor and wit to keep you informed, entertained, and empowered. Each week you will say, oh, as Pat explores and exposes little-known hospital hazards, delves into the deep waters of dangerous healthcare practices, picks the brains of her good-looking and influential guests to help keep you and your family safe in today's fragmented healthcare system. The program is not intended to replace medical advice from a licensed professional, but rather to encourage you to become a well-informed participant in your health and well-being. And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Hello, I'm Pat Rulo, and I will be your hostess, your one-stop patient safety radio hostess. And I'm thankful that we all made it through another year together. Let's be happy for that. And it's during this time of year that we should reflect on the past year, and no matter what obstacles we might have faced, let's be happy for all of the other blessings we have in our life. Perhaps good health, good friends, family, a warm bed. And it's also that time of year when everyone makes their New Year's resolutions. Lose weight, quit smoking, get up early, exercise. It really shouldn't take a new year to decide to do some positive things for ourselves and others. But I guess it's tradition, so who am I to break tradition? So today, I'm going to share some Speak Up and Stay Alive resolutions that you just might want to make your own. But before we dig in, I have something to share with you about this radio program and 2017. As you know, I decided to become a patient safety expert and advocate during my mom's last nearly 9 years of her life because on so many occasions she was so close to being killed during her many hospital stays. And these experiences prompted me to write the book, Speak Up and Stay Alive, The Patient Advocate Hospital Survival Guide, and that's what led me to radio and this program. As you know, my mom passed away in August, and since then, I've been wrestling with my new purpose in life. I keep getting the feeling that I've done what I need to do as far as exposing the plethora of hospital hazards, healthcare pitfalls, and have thoroughly covered this topic, leaving no stone unturned. And I mentioned to you a few weeks ago that I'm now making myself available as a private patient advocate for those who need someone to be by their side during a doctor visit. And you can find out more about that service at the website youneedpat.com. Youneedpat.com. But as far as the radio goes, I feel like it's time to expand my range of topics, still often keeping health and healthcare at the forefront because that's where I now live. But you know me. I've delved into some fringe-worthy areas in the past, such as chemtrails, genetically modified foods, electromagnetic radiation, smart meters, the wireless industry. But I've confined these conversations to the health aspects only. But now I'm thinking that it's time, not just for me, but for all of us, to hear some of the background behind the environmental, social, political, educational, and health choices that affect us, yet are seldom discussed anywhere, unless you specifically dig around for it. And most of us simply don't have the time to pay attention to decisions that are being made on our behalf. Decisions that affect us now and well into the future. Decisions made by people who have ulterior motives, often financial. And many times you and I don't speak up because we are not aware. And I think that the powers that be count on that and enjoy our lack of attention. So with that, I accept the responsibility to enlarge my advocacy role to be the investigative, in-depth seeker of the truth, the voice for all current and relevant harms and charms that either endanger or improve our health, our freedom, our privacy, and our sanity. So for 2017, I'm making some radio changes. I will still be on the air as usual every Saturday morning in Cleveland, Ohio, on WHKW AM 1220, and WHKZ AM 1440 at 9 o'clock. But I am reducing the program time to 30 minutes. From feedback, most folks just don't have, or think they don't have, the time to dedicate a full hour to listening. And I get that. And I can be just as effective or even more so in a 30-minute time frame. But as a bonus, I'll also be airing the show every Sunday in Cleveland, Ohio on WHK AM 1420 at 6 o'clock. WHK AM 1420 at 6 o'clock. So it'll be the same content as we play on the Saturday programs, but now we'll be heard on three stations in Cleveland, Ohio area each weekend instead of two. I'm also going to change the name of the program to reflect and encompass the broader topic choice to the title of Speak Up Talk Radio. Maybe you remember my telling you many times about my internet radio station called Speak Up Talk Radio, which is at speakuptalkradio.com. speakuptalkradio.com. And that's where I've been posting podcasts from hand-selected hosts from around the world on many, many topics, as well as guest interviews from authors and others. So this network already exists, and now my new show, called Speak Up Talk Radio, will fit in quite nicely. So to recap, beginning January 7th and 8th of 2017, you can listen to the radio shows every Saturday morning from 9 o'clock to 9:30 on Cleveland Station WHKW, The Word, that's AM 1220, and Warren Youngstown Station, WHKZ, AM 1440, same time from 9 to 9:30, and then again on Sunday evening from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. on Cleveland Station, WHK, The Answer, AM 1420. You can also hear the show again on iHeartRadio, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, mobile apps, and the website speakuptalkradio.com, in addition to many, many other websites as well. I'll also be posting content on the speakupandstayalive.com website, so that site is not going away. I will still air all of the shows that pertain to health and healthcare safety on the speakupandstayalive.com website. So even though the show length is shorter, this is an expansion and an opportunity to reach more people with an even broader and important message. Sometimes it's just time to make a change, even if it is just a little tweak. And I look forward to this new year and all it has to offer, and I'm thankful that you'll be joining me. And if you have a topic you'd like for me to cover, please email me at pat@speakupandstayalive.com. No topic is too tough for us to tackle. Or call me and leave me a message on the radio studio line. That is 440-725-5462. That's 440-725-5462. And now, the top 10 Speak Up and Stay Alive New Year's resolutions, not in any particular order. Here's the Speak Up and Stay Alive resolution number one. Ask your doctor or nurse to wash their hands before touching you. Healthcare-acquired infections are real. If you've listened to this program, you know that. And you also know that it is okay to speak up. It only takes one contaminated hand to change your life. Remember the title of this program every time you go for a doctor visit. Speak up and stay alive. And if you just can't manage to get those words out of your mouth and into his or her ear, I have some icebreaker cards for you. A business-size card that you simply hand to your healthcare provider while smiling nicely that says, I am concerned about healthcare-acquired infections. Please wash your hands before touching me. I guarantee you, they've not seen that before. Unless, of course, I was there before you. It's a silent yet powerful way to show that you are in charge of yourself without saying a word. And you can find them at the shop page at the speakupandstayalive.com website. All right, here is the Speak Up and Stay Alive resolution number two. Pack a hospital bag, and that includes a pillow. It's smart to be ready for an emergency, so pack a bag. Stash it in your closet, so if you have to run out or if a family member has to locate your belongings, they're all in one place. Things to include: a canister of disinfecting wipes, a list of your current medications and allergies, a copy of your insurance card, a change of underwear, toothbrush and toothpaste, lip balm, a bottle of water, a snack, a copy of the book, Speak Up and Stay Alive, to lay on the tray table so everyone knows you are an e-patient. Remember, educated, empowered, equipped. And also have a pillow to bring with you. No, don't bring your favorite one. buy a cheap pillow ahead of time and leave it at the hospital as a parting gift. We've talked about it before. Hospital pillows stay in circulation for years and can easily be contaminated. Okay, here is the Speak Up and Stay Alive resolution number 3. Oh boy, you knew I'd say it. Listen to the Speak Up radio show every week. Well, that's just common sense. So, mark your new calendar for Saturday mornings and don't let anyone or anything interrupt our time together because I like talking to you. Okay, here is the Speak Up and Stay Alive resolution number 4. Review your medications with your doctor or pharmacist and keep a list of all medications, dosages, why you take them, and know the side effects. Remember, it's your body. Don't trust that a rushed doctor or nurse knows everything about you. They don't. They can't. It's up to you. Keep a written list in a handy place. Should something happen to you, your neighbor, child, spouse, someone will need to know what it is that you take. Help them to help you. Get that list written today. All right, halfway through. Here is the Speak Up and Stay Alive resolution number 5. If you or someone you know is in the hospital, ask the nurse for the daily MARS, M-A-R-S. That stands for Medication Administration Record Sheet. And it is a list that can be printed each day by your nurse that shows every medication you are scheduled to get along with the dosage. Now, if something gets missed or changed, you will know about it and can keep track. Medication errors in the hospital are a reality. I know this firsthand as I watched over my mom's drug list while she was hospitalized for 4 months. Medications were switched and changed almost daily. Side effects began to mount to the point that my mom was half out of her mind, which caused the healthcare team to prescribe even more medications. No one looked to the side effects of this pharmaceutical cocktail until I took charge and demanded, nicely of course, that I get a copy of the Daily MARS. This is an important resolution, so I hope you remember it. Think of MARS, like the planet or the candy company. Okay, here is the Speak Up and Stay Alive resolution number 6. Practice safe phone. Wow, that sounds weird. But again, if you listen to this program, you've heard me talk about the health dangers associated with cell phone use. Radio frequencies penetrate the skull, cross the blood-brain barrier, and have the ability to cause cancer. This has been documented and then hidden from the consumer because what would happen to sales if we knew the truth? That's all I'm going to say about that today. But please, make a resolution to keep the phone off your body. Do not wear your cell phone. Keep it on the off position when not in use. And when you must use it, use the speaker or text, but don't jam it next to your ear. And for heaven's sakes, do not sleep with your cell phone. Try this. Set aside 1 day a week to simply not use or check your cell phone. Can you do that? I think you can. Give it a try. And here's the Speak Up and Stay Alive resolution number 7. Unplug your wireless internet router and connect to the internet via an Ethernet cable. Wireless technology has not been proven to be safe. Again, it's a huge moneymaker that is putting our health at risk, and no one seems to care. Well, you should. If you have internet in your home or office, get rid of the wireless radiation-emitting router. It's really so simple to plug in with an Ethernet cable. And while you're at it, remove all technology devices from your bedroom. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a difficult time falling asleep or staying asleep? Do you wake up tired, foggy, and groggy? Do you have headaches? Computers, handheld phones, cell phone chargers, televisions. It's ridiculous what people have in their bedrooms. Most people's bedrooms look like an electronic store showroom. It's your bedroom where you sleep, where you refresh and recharge yourself. And your poor body simply cannot do that amidst a sea of unnecessary radiation-emitting devices. So after the show, unplug. Here is the Speak Up and Stay Alive resolution number 8. Aha, I'm back at it again. Purchase a copy of the book, Speak Up and Stay Alive, The Patient Advocate Hospital Survival Guide. And I don't say this because I wrote it, but rather because all of us need it. It's easy to read, covers over 17 different hospital hazards, explains why and how they happen, and gives you practical ways to avoid them. You know, all of us will experience a hospital stay at some point, either as the patient or as an advocate or even a visitor. And with today's healthcare debacle, we need to be even more vigilant as doctors and nurses become more stretched, as resources shrink, as things evolve into new challenges for all of us. Patient safety is poised to be on everyone's lips these days. Be ahead of the game. Go to the shop page at the speakupandstayalive.com website. The book is listed at $24.95. However, I will send it to you for $20 plus a few dollars to cover shipping. Not a lot to pay for knowledge that just might save a life. And here is the Speak Up and Stay Alive resolution number 9. Be proactive, not reactive. If you come across a situation that just doesn't seem right, do something about it. And I'm not just talking about healthcare issues. I'm talking about anything, everything. See something that's wrong? Write to your representatives. Start a picket line. Make some phone calls. Alert the media. Wear a sandwich board on a street corner. But for heaven's sakes, don't sit back and complain and expect things to be different. All of us have the ability to make positive changes in this world. And it begins with you. And it begins today. And finally, I don't know about you, but I find the world is getting crazier by the day. Things that one could only dream of in a bad nightmare seem to be the norm, seem to be accepted. An innocent man shot to death in front of his wife while Christmas shopping, school shootings, veterans being stripped of their benefits, an elementary school boy being labeled on his permanent record as a sex offender because he kissed a girl's hand. A young girl banned from selling mistletoe at an outdoor bazaar, but was told it was okay for her to beg for money. You can't say the Pledge of Allegiance. You can't say Merry Christmas. You can't say God. You can't keep your doctor. Well, I'm not going to rant about those today. But we all seem to be left with a bitter feeling, with skepticism, distrust. So I am personally going to work hard not to let that negativity creep into my life. Let's resolve to smile more. Ask about others more, listen more, offer to help, and find peace in knowing that you personally do everything you can to make this world a better place just by being the best version of you. So from all of us here at Speak Up and Stay Alive Patient Safety Radio, Happy New Year to you and to your family and friends and pets. It is such an honor that you allow me into your home, your car, and your ears as you listen to the show each week. I take that very seriously and promise to deliver the best radio program to you at all times. Happy New Year to you. After the show, be sure to visit the website speakupandstayalive.com for more life-saving information. Plus, that's where you can purchase the book Speak Up and Stay Alive, The Patient Advocate Hospital Survival Guide. Bring the book to the hospital with you. It's the best way to stand out and in a positive way. And remember, we donate 2 handmade pillowcases to either a troop member or to a local veteran's shelter for every book sold with your name on it as the donor. So for a mere $20, you benefit, and so does some well-deserving warrior. Give a meaningful and useful gift that really says, I care. Give the gift of healthcare safety. Purchase the book, the patient safety logs, and throw in some of those icebreaker cards. It's a one-size-fits-all present that everybody needs. You can order online at speakupandstayalive.com, or you can request by email at speak@speakupandstayalive.com, or call me 440-725-5462. Right now, we have someone quite unique in the studio, Lisa Venn, owner of Advocate Alliance in Cleveland, Ohio, an attorney, patient advocate, hospital advisor, and author. As an attorney, Lisa specializes in patient rights, grievance regulation, and conflict resolution. As the principal owner of Advocate Alliance, she helps patients and their advocates understand their rights and what to do if they are violated. Lisa also helps healthcare providers understand their responsibilities, especially related to responding to patient complaints. She is the author of the book titled Improving Patient Experience, 50 Things Every Advocate Must Know, and Professional's Guide to Resolving Patient Grievances, which are available at Amazon.com. She has been on all sides of the healthcare continuum. She's seen it all and is here today to share some of her suggestions on how we can improve our experiences as a patient. Welcome, Lisa. Thank you for being here.
It's nice to be here, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Lisa, since your experience has cast such a wide and sweeping net when it comes to all sides of healthcare, what has changed in the last 22 years during your experience?
Pat, the patient has become more sophisticated, wanting to know, want to be an informed consumer. We're seeing the baby boomers now in the older generation, and they want information. 22 years ago, folks were not as empowered as they are today. It's an exciting time.
Thank you. I agree with that. Both of the titles of your book and my book use the word advocate, and the word literally means the voice for, and within the healthcare context, we both mean the voice for the patient. There's no doubt that every hospital patient needs an advocate, and that's what this show is all about, to expose and explain little-known healthcare hazards. And advocacy is also the premise of your book. In my book, I refer to an advocate more as a family member, a friend, or a hired sitter, even though I do explain about private healthcare navigators and hospital-employed patient advocates. But in your book, when you refer to advocates, are you talking more about professional patient advocates? And if so, who are they?
Well, Pat, I'm actually talking about both. Even a patient can advocate for him or herself, patient's family, loved one, neighbor. I'm also talking about the professional advocate. Those can be anyone from a hospital-paid advocate or somebody that an individual hires on their own to shepherd them through the experience.
I think sometimes people get confused when they see patient advocate at the hospital, not knowing that that person is hired by the hospital.
And that's a very important distinction. The hospital does, in fact, pay the advocate. So while they can be helpful, it has to be recalled that they do work for the hospital. Ideally, one would have an advocate that works specifically for the patient.
So when people hire an advocate to stay with them during a hospital stay or to even attend a doctor's office visit or help them otherwise navigate the healthcare system, what should they be looking for?
Well, Pat, it's important to know that advocates are not licensed by the state. They're not like registered nurses or social workers. So one has to be very careful when choosing their advocate. Certainly ask for references and follow up on those before hiring an advocate.
So anybody could consider themselves or call themselves a patient advocate without any type of regulation or following any type of rules?
Absolutely. Anyone can hang a shingle. So folks need to be very cautious because it's possible that somebody with the wrong state of mind could want to take advantage of an individual hiring a patient advocate. So a daughter hiring an advocate for her elderly mother might want to be careful because that individual, that advocate, will have access to the patient's financial and medical information. So the choice has to be made very carefully.
And that's interesting because during that time, you're kind of in crisis mode and probably going to grab on to just anybody that seems comforting to you. So it's very important to make sure that you do your due diligence before you hire a patient advocate.
Absolutely. I think references are key.
So let's talk about the patient experience. What is being done to improve the patient experience today?
The patient experience has taken on a life of its own, and that really has to do with the way that Medicare pays for hospital care now. In the past, Medicare essentially paid for all bills that were put out by the providers. Now, Medicare will start reimbursing hospitals based on patient satisfaction survey scores, not entirely, but in part. So hospitals are very motivated to keep those scores up because ultimately it affects their bottom line. That being said, hospitals are really making an effort to make sure that the patient experience is positive. So that is ultimately reflected in the survey results.
Hospital reimbursement is now tied to patient satisfactions based on survey results. What do you think of this? Do you think it'll actually improve the patient experience?
I think it has. I've seen just with my own mother taking her through a hospital experience recently, the way she was treated this time was much more improved than, say, 5 years ago. She had several people come in, ask her if she wanted something to drink. Was she comfortable? Did she need a blanket? And I was thrilled to see that. It was a big improvement over the last 5 years. And I do believe that that's motivated by these survey results and the relationship to payment.
We're talking about healthcare quality. Where can our listeners find information that they can use as a resource regarding healthcare quality?
A really good source is a hospitalcompare.gov website, and that is sponsored by Medicare. Those surveys that I talked about, the results are posted for each hospital in the country, and a consumer can literally choose 3 hospitals to compare the results. So those questions asked of patients are tabulated and put out for all to see. That's a really good place to start.
And what was that site again?
That's Medicare Hospital Compare. Okay. .gov.
.gov, G-O-V. All right, let's ask a couple questions here that are kind of personal. If you or a loved one were preparing for a hospital visit, what would your concerns be?
Actually, it's a very timely question. I just shepherded my mom through a lengthy hospital stay. One of the concerns, or rather something I would recommend that everyone do, is make sure that an individual from the family or a neighbor come and visit every day. I made sure that I was there upon admission, that one of my sisters was there each and every day, especially at the time where the doctor was most likely to visit, because having a second set of ears to hear those instructions or the diagnoses turned out to be very important. So I think hands-on is extremely important. I was sure to introduce myself to the staff each time I came.
That's so valuable to know. So it's very important to have an advocate and bring somebody with you, an extra set of eyes and ears and a mouth, basically, to speak for you.
Especially on the weekends, because there does tend to be a tendency to withhold or not have, say, physical therapy in place over the weekends. And with my mom's case, she really needed that every day, and it was ordered for every day. So I made sure to come on the weekends to make sure that those type of services were in place, even though it was Saturday and Sunday.
Well, you and I are in total agreement. I even talk about that in my book. There's a little bit of information on physical therapy, and because when my mom was in the hospital, I experienced the same thing, that if I wasn't there to keep track of that, sometimes it wouldn't take place. So very important to have an advocate to do that. So if you were preparing for a hospital stay, what would you pack?
Well, after reading your book, Pat, I would make sure to bring sanitizing wipes and the like. I think your suggestions were excellent as far as getting there first and foremost and literally wiping down those surfaces. I have a new respect for that idea.
I tell folks I go in like hazmat, you know, don the gloves and get the Clorox wipes. And all right, nobody touch anything until I clean the room.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, what do you think are the most 2 important things that you want our listeners to take away today?
Well, number one is that it's extremely important to know one's rights. It's very empowering to be able to say, for instance, to a hospital provider that I understand that my mom, say perhaps, has a right to physical therapy and that's been ordered every day. That is a very empowering way to put that, to make sure that service is in place. So I think that's the main point I'd like to get across, that patient rights are the law, and knowing the law is very empowering for all advocates and patients alike.
How can our listeners either contact you or learn more about what you do and what you have to offer?
Well, my book is available at Amazon.com, and I can be reached by the internet as well, AdvocateAlliance.net.
AdvocateAlliance.net. Well, thank you, Lisa, for being here today. You've shed a lot of light on a very important topic, and we invite you to come back.
Well, it was my pleasure. Thank you, Pat.
So keep listening and check the SpeakUpAndStayAlive.com website for Lisa Venn's return dates.
Here's your Speak Up and Stay Alive Oh moment with Pat Rulo, your healthcare navigation hostess, serving you a generous helping of everything you need to know to help you and your loved ones stay safe during any doctor or hospital visit.
To avoid dangerous drug reactions, you have to take charge. Here's a little known resource, your pharmacist. A pharmacist is trained in all things drug related. And here's a smart idea, get all of your medications from the same pharmacy. Why? Because that way your record is in one central location. Many of us see several doctors, and each doctor may prescribe a medication that unknowingly might conflict with current prescriptions. When all prescriptions are filled at the same pharmacy, the pharmacy's computer system will flag any potential unsafe interactions, and your pharmacist can question it and bring it to your attention. If, however, you use multiple pharmacies, there will be no continuity of care. So stay out of harm's way. Make friends with your favorite pharmacist.
Listen to Pat Rulo and Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio. Stay safe from little-known healthcare and hospital hazards. To learn more, go to speakupandstayalive.com. That's speakupandstayalive.com.
Well, the holidays must bring out the fun side of our listeners. At Thanksgiving, we received some crazy turkey jokes, and I guess December is going to be the same. So once again, let's try to get to some of these. And as Joe said last time, don't shoot the messenger. We did not write these. All right, I've got one that someone sent in. Santa was in the hospital recovering from surgery, and the nurse stopped in to ask how he was feeling. "I'm okay," said Santa, "but I didn't like the four-letter word the doctor used in surgery." "What did he say?" asked the nurse. "Oops."
Oh, that's too much.
Not good, is it? Okay, Santa went to the doctor complaining about a terrible leg pain. "Oh, it's just old age," replied the doctor. "There's nothing we can do about it." "How can that be?" fumed Santa. "You don't know what you're saying." "Well, how can you possibly know I am wrong?" countered the doctor. "Well, it's quite obvious," Santa replied. "My other leg is fine, and it's the exact same age." He's just making a face. Speaking of going to the doctor, I went to get a blood test, and they told me I had type A, but it was a typo. All right, here's a bunch of doctor jokes sent in by Emily's mom in Canada. All right, Joe, will you be the doctor?
Okay.
Doctor, with all the excitement of Christmas, I can't sleep.
Oh, try lying on the edge of your bed. You'll soon drop off.
Ooh.
Doctor, I keep thinking I'm a Christmas bell.
Just take these pills, and if they don't work, give me a ring.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Doctor, I'm scared of Father Christmas.
Don't worry, you're suffering from claustrophobia.
Bob, you like that one, Bob?
Oh, that's too much.
Doctor, can I have a second opinion?
Of course, come back tomorrow.
Oh.
Ooh.
Doctor, will this ointment clear up my spots?
I never make rash promises.
Doctor, what did the x-ray of my head show?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh.
Ooh.
Same thing to whoever sent these. Oh, and here's one from a new nurse in Cleveland. My first day working at a nursing home, I heard a doctor yelling, "Typhoid, tetanus, measles." So I asked another nurse, "Why is he doing that?" And she replied, he just likes to call the shots around here. All right, guys, here's a medical question. When they take out an appendix, it's called an appendectomy. When they remove your tonsils, it's called a tonsillectomy. What is it when they remove a growth from your head?
I have no idea.
A haircut.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. All right. Samina from Texas sent this. Pat, I rushed my son to the emergency room last week after he swallowed 2 quarters. The nurse came into the room to check on him. I asked her, "Nurse, is there any news?" And she turned as she was leaving the room and answered, "Sorry, no change." What? Oh, any more, Joe?
Oh, yeah. An honest politician and Santa Claus were walking down the street and saw a $20 bill. Which one picked it up?
I don't know. What is it, Joe?
Santa. The other doesn't exist. There's no honest politician.
Oh, that's good. Are there any more?
Oh, yeah. How does Santa take pictures?
Oh, what do you think, Bob?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
He uses a North Polaroid.
Oh.
All right, what did Santa say to Mrs. Claus when he looked out the window?
I have no idea.
Oh, no, I'm stumped.
Looks like rain, dear.
Oh no, that's all right.
What do elves call it when Santa claps his hands?
What do you think, Bob?
Santa Paws?
Very close. Santa applause.
Oh, Santa applause.
Santa applause.
That's good.
What do you get if Santa comes down the chimney while the fire is still burning?
Oh, no.
I have no idea.
Hot mess. I don't know.
Crisp Kringle.
Crisp Kringle?
Oh.
Okay. Any more?
Yeah. What did the bald man say when he got a comb for Christmas?
When he got a comb for Christmas? Here it is?
No. Thanks, I'll never part with it.
Oh, God.
All righty.
What happens if you eat the holiday decorations?
Oh, I don't know.
I have no idea, Joe.
You get tinselitis.
Oh, tinselitis. I've got one. What did Adam say on the day before Christmas? It's Christmas Eve. That's a good one. All right, here's a story about Rudolph's medical bill. It was sent by Jack, the medical student. Santa Claus brings poor Rudolph to the vet. He says to the vet, "Doctor, please do something for my Rudolph. His nose won't light up." The vet walks out of the room and returns with a pet carrier. He places the pet carrier next to the reindeer, opens it, and out steps a cat. The cat walks around the reindeer and sniffs it. Then the cat walks back into the carrier. The animal doctor takes it out of the room and returns. He hands Santa Claus the bill. Santa gasps. $350? You didn't do anything for my poor Rudolph, and you're charging me $350? The vet shrugged and replied, "That's the usual charge. $50 for the office visit and $300 for the CAT scan."
Oh,
oh, that's actually not bad. Any more?
All right. Yeah, this has got to be the final one.
Okay.
All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dewey.
Dewey who?
Do we have to keep telling these jokes?
Oh, no. No, we don't. You guys are good sports. We're just reading what we get. And remember, though, laughter is a tranquilizer with no negative side effects. Well, with laughter in mind, don't go anywhere, Bob. I think it's time for the most requested radio show game of all time, at least according to my calculations. You're listening to the only patient safety radio show on the planet that dares to talk about fringe topics that affect our health. This is Speak Up and Stay Alive, Patient Safety Radio, and I am your hostess, Pat Rullo. And while we typically confine our topics to hospital hazards, well, I just can't help myself but to get involved with other bizarre infractions that ultimately stress our minds and our bodies. And so to end this year, I'm running wild and free with some kooky and even creepy bits of news for today's game of
shocking news from around the world.
And who better to join us than two of my nuttiest people? So let's introduce today's always fun contestants. Who do we have here?
You've got Bob from Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and a former financial planner.
Welcome, Bobby. And who else do we have?
Oh my God, I'm Michelle from Dr. Very Busy's office in New York. I'm here to end the year with my favorite radio show. And I just love, love, love listening to this show, and I'm so happy to be back. And Bob, I must say that you're looking swank, simply swank. And I just love your shirt.
Rochelle, that's good.
Thank you, Rochelle. It's wonderful to have you back, and I'm glad you're back in town to visit with us.
Oh my gosh, it's always fun to have Rochelle, isn't it, Bobby?
Oh, it's great. It's just great to have her.
All right, guys, here's how it goes. I will read a statement and you have to decide if it's true. That is it a shock?
Wow.
Or is it false? And that would be a crock.
Oh.
So are you guys ready?
Oh my God, I'm so ready. Are you ready, Bobby? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's get it.
All right, folks, here is the Speak Up and Stay Alive shocking New Year's news. Number one, spy planes are targeting America's cell phones. Is that a shock or is it a crock?
I think it's a shock. I think it's definitely a shock.
I've never heard of such a thing. I don't even know what you're talking about, but it sounds like it should be true because crazy things are going on with the NSA and all of that other stuff. Right, Bob? Right, right.
Oh, it's terrible what's going on in the world today.
All right, guys. Yes, it is true.
Wow.
And the Wall Street Journal shared this in November, and it has been corroborated by several sources. Let me tell you a bit. Small planes, typically Cessna airplanes, are flying over the entire country. The planes carry a box that serves as a dummy cell phone site. That device mimics the actual cell towers, duping nearby cell phones into connecting to it on the plane instead of the real phone company tower. Now, these devices typically trick the phones into sharing its location data and revealing the phone's identity.
When used to track a suspect's cell phone, they also gather information about the phones of countless bystanders who happen to be nearby. Now, you may be saying, who cares? If they want to listen to my stupid conversation with my brother about his sick dog, well, have fun. But the privacy issue is not the only concern here. These flying cell towers emit radio frequencies downward, towards the ground, in order to attract our cell phones. And in the process, they are radiating us from above. How do I know this? Well, it's simple. I have a detection meter, and whenever a small plane flies overhead, I turn on my meter and watch it register the radiation amounts. Now, my concern, guys, of this is how fast will this grow and transfer into more powerful overhead radiation that none of us will be able to escape? And it's been proven through countless studies that microwave frequencies given off by cell towers, cell phones, wireless technology is not in harmony with our body's own frequencies, causing ill health.
Oh my gosh, I've actually been wondering why I'm seeing so many small planes and aircraft flying around. This is despicable, right, Bob?
It is definitely despicable what's going on in the world today.
So guys, look up, turn those smartphones off and stop looking down and look up into the skies and you'll be seeing the same planes that I'm seeing. All right, that is bad news. All right, folks, the Speak Up and Stay Alive shocking New Year's news number two. When a person loses weight, the body fat is breathed out into thin air. Is that a shock or is it a crock?
That one I have no idea, but I'm going to say it's a shock too.
Oh my God. Well, I think it's a crock. I think it's converted into energy, and that's why you have more energy once you lose weight. What do you think of that, Mama?
I don't know. Let's wait and see what the answer is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, folks, it is true. It is a shock. Is that what you said, Bobby?
Wow.
I said it was a shock.
Bobby, you're right. The correct answer is that most of the mass, body mass, is breathed out as carbon dioxide, and it goes into thin air, according to a recent study at the University of South Wales, New South Wales. Now, what Rush L. said sounds like it made sense. It's converted into energy, but it's just actually breathed out.
Oh, my God. Maybe weight loss can cause global warming.
But you know what? We'd have a lot of global warming in the United States.
Oh, my God. I think this is the key to global warming.
No, guys, stop. I think global warming is caused by unlocking the ancient carbon atoms that are trapped underground in fossilized organisms. Now, you're not a fossilized organism, are you, Rush L?
Do I look fossilized to you, Bob? Huh? Do you think so, Bob?
I hope you're not.
Oh, gosh. You guys are always nuts. Okay, folks, are we ready?
Go for it.
Okay. The Speak Up and Stay Alive shocking New Year's news, number three. Talking about gaining and losing weight, here's one for you. Pizza Hut. They have a new subconscious menu. It uses eye-tracking technology on a tablet to follow your retinas and automatically suggest and build a pizza based on your eye movements. Is that a shock or is it a crock?
Oh my God, I hope that's a crock. I mean, how stupid is that? Can they also tell from my eyes what I want versus what I can afford?
I think it's definitely a shock. I read something in the paper about that, and it's just another way of invading people's privacy.
Can you imagine tracking your eye movements? Well, you guys are right. It is a shock. It's true.
Wow.
They arranged their 20 most common toppings in a grid on a tablet-style device and then watch your eyes as you scan the images. And within a 2.5-second time span, the device is able to pick out your favorites out of a potential of 5,000 combinations.
Oh my God, maybe it can tell that I don't want anything. That is horrible, and I wouldn't eat there. Would you eat there, Bob?
That's the reason I don't go to Pizza Hut. I don't trust them.
You don't trust them. Here's what I think, guys, also, and not to mention that the wireless device menu is radiating you while it spies on your eyes and brains. I mean, who thinks of these things?
Some technology person thinks that everything's great when it comes to technology, but it's not used in the proper way.
I know best what I want. I don't need someone looking at my eyes telling me what to eat. Right, Bob? Don't you think that's right, Bob?
I think you're right, Rochelle.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
All right, guys. The Speak Up and Stay Alive shocking New Year's news number four. We seem to be on a food roll here. Action movies make you eat less snacks. Is that a shock or is it a crock?
I would think that you'd eat more in an action movie, so I'm going to say it's a crock.
Oh, my God. I think you're right, Bob. You're very smart, Bob. I always say that. Even when I'm not here, Anyway, I think it's a crock. I would think that the faster the music and activity on the screen, the faster you would eat.
Yes, you're both right.
Oh.
It is a crock. Action movies cause you to eat more snacks. In a study,
People watch 20 minutes of an action movie, the same movie without sound, and then an interview with an array of cookies, candies, grapes, and carrots in front of them. Those that watched the action movie ate nearly twice as much as those who watched the interview. But this is interesting. Those that watched the action movie without sound ate 36% more. So I guess what and how you watch determines how much you eat.
That's pretty interesting. I think that's something I need to know.
That's right. I think it is too.
Oh my gosh, I just watched the Hallmark Christmas movie and I ate 9 cookies and there was very little action in that movie. I mean, Bob, imagine if I had watched the Planet of the Apes, especially on mute. I'd be huge, right, Bob?
Well, you'd have that weight problem then, Rochelle.
Good thing I'm very slender. Don't you think I'm slender, Bob?
Oh, she's very slender.
We've used some weird words, slender and swank. Very odd group of people here today. All right, guys, it's the last one. The Speak Up and Stay Alive is shocking New Year's news number 5. Kindness can improve your health. Is that a shock or is it a crock?
I definitely believe that is a shock because I think the kinder you are to people, the better you feel too.
I see this all the time at Dr. Barry Busy's office in New York. Those people who come in and are grabby and obnoxious are usually not well. Now, is that because they're unkind or does their not feeling well make them unkind? Good question I ask myself, right? But I know that how we think and behave does affect our health. I agree with you, Bob. I think that's right.
Well, thank you.
You both are right.
Wow.
Giving not only makes you feel good, it also makes you stronger. We feel happier when we perform acts of kindness. People who are kind and compassionate are usually the most successful. And here's interesting. When people are the recipients of kindness, in other words, when they benefit from kindness, then they pay it forward by helping others who were not originally involved. And this creates a cascade of cooperation that has the potential to influence society. And heaven knows we need a lot more kindness these days. So this coming year, let's all of us work a little bit harder to be softer and kinder. Not just for our own health and well-being, but for the rest of the world as well.
Oh, Pat, that was so well put. Sometimes I find myself so frustrated at the lunatic people in New York, and now I'm going to try to extend some kindness. What do you think? People are kinder in Sheboygan?
I have no idea. I just think people need to be kind, period. That makes a better world.
I agree with that. So let's pay it forward, people, and practice kindness. Well, guys, once again, you were awesome.
Thank you, Rochelle, and it's time for us to go have some Mexican food.
Oh, my, it's always a pleasure to have to be around and to be around here, and I love you guys so much, and I appreciate being on your show. And
so happy New Year, and folks, don't go anywhere. There's still more to come.
Oh, Bob, let's grab some champagne to celebrate, right, Bob? Happy New Year!
I'd rather have a Corona with lime if we're going Mexican.
Jerry the Germ with a Speak Up and Stay Alive Healthcare and Hospital Safety Snippet just for you. Here's our expert, Pat Rulo.
Hey, Jerry. Even though you think you're really cool and invisible, smart hospital patients know that you and your buddies hang out all over the place. What am I talking about? Oh, we know your hiding places. Doctor's lab coats, privacy curtains, the TV remote, bed rails, and even hospital pillows. My friends know not to bring their favorite pillow with them to the hospital and then bring it back home. You'd just love to hitch a ride and get out of the hospital, wouldn't you? Well, if we must bring a pillow, we bring a cheap one and leave it at the hospital as a parting gift. No cross-contamination here. For more hospital safety tips, visit speakupandstayalive.com. So ha ha ha, Jerry, we're not sleeping with the enemy anymore.
Stay safe. Listen to Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio. For more information, go to speakupandstayalive.com.
Well, to recap what I mentioned at the top of the program, for 2017, I'm making some radio changes. We will still be on the air as usual every Saturday morning in Cleveland, Ohio on WHKW, that's AM 1220, and WHKZ 1440 at 9 o'clock. But we are reducing the program time to 30 minutes. But as a bonus, we'll also be airing the show every Sunday evening in Cleveland, Ohio on WHK, that's AM 1420, The Answer, at 6 o'clock p.m. And we're also changing the name of the program to reflect and encompass the broader topic choices. The show is called Speak Up Talk Radio.
where I'm going to get behind the environmental, social, political, educational, and health choices that affect us. So beginning January 7th and 8th of 2017, you can listen to the shows every Saturday morning from 9 to 9:30 on Cleveland Station WHKW The Word AM 1220 and Warren Youngstown Station WHKZ AM 1440. And then again on Sunday evening from 6 to 6:30 on Cleveland Station WHK The Answer AM 1420. You can also hear the show again on iHeartRadio. That's iHeartRadio.com, as well as on iTunes, Stitcher, mobile apps, and the website SpeakUpTalkRadio.com. I will continue to air all shows that pertain to health and healthcare safety on the SpeakUpAndStayAlive.com website, so you'll still be able to purchase the book, listen to current and archive shows, and improve not only a hospital's day, but improve your health through our essential oils, again, which you can find at the SpeakUpAndStayAlive.com website. So all of this newness and goodies begin next week. And remember, if there is a topic you'd like to hear about, please feel free to contact me at pat@speakupandstayalive.com. Or you can call me and leave a message at 440-725-5462. That's 440-725-5462. And now, we are out of time, my friend. So until next week, when we get together once again, I hope you enjoy this last day of the year 2016. I pray for your good health and happiness and look forward to our friendship in 2017. Happy New Year to you and yours.